How did you go from designing for Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, Mark Wahlberg, David Bowie, and something I find fascinating, having one of the designs in The Devil Wore Prada, to doing mm-hmm. what you're doing now?
Well, I met a woman named Barbara Turnbull about 10 years ago, who is quadriplegic, and she has been in a chair for about 30 years, and she reached out to me to ask me if I could make a shearling cape for her, and so I agreed. And at the time, I had never worked with someone who was a wheelchair user, let alone someone with Barb's disability, and it became a huge learning experience on so many levels, and my eyes were just opened to the issues that she had surrounding clothing, because at the time, up until that point, I had never worked with someone in a chair. I'd never worked with anybody that was as disabled as Barb, and I just became a sponge understanding what those clothing issues were, but then also I became just very compassionate to how she gets through her day. And I would have these realizations of, you know, how does she put food to her mouth because she can't move her hands? You know, how does she get out of bed? And all the things that we take for granted on a daily basis. And so I just became more and more enthralled in the whole thing. And then it just became a bit of a mission to really learn more. And that's how the business started.
I'm so thrilled to hear that you brought style to people who I think need it the most.
Well, when I did, when I got to the point where I was able to turn all the learning I had done through working with Barb, and then there was a second person I started to do stuff for, once I was able to have the confidence that is required to create a line like this, because there was a lot of learning and there was a lot of listening that had to be done. And that was in 2009 when I launched Is Adaptive. And at the time, I was also just really stunned that it was 2009 and no one had really wrapped their head around this.
Exactly.
And it was mind-boggling because I just thought, like, wow. Everything that I was I did do my own search on the internet to see, you know, what is out there for this population, and everything that I found was all very dated looking or geared to the elderly, track pants, you know, stuff that really doesn't make a person feel good or, you know, allow a person their sense of self and their sense of identity. And one thing I kind of use as a comparison is to imagine like a girl who loves goth, let's say, you know, who loves wearing black leather, you know, just, you know, really dark, let's say, but that's her personality and that's who she is. And let's say this young girl was hit by a car or something like that and became a wheelchair user, and she couldn't wear any of that stuff that she wore previously, or she couldn't wear those tight leather pants anymore because she wouldn't be able to get them on, or her caregivers wouldn't want to be the one putting those on. And or there could also be skin breakdown and stuff like that. So with my stuff, you really can be the person that you want to be, and it allows for a sense of self. And, you know, you can get a black leather jacket. You can get you know, really anything that you need to allow for your own identity.
Well, the clothes on Is the Adaptive are gorgeous. I mean, they're really, really stunning.
Well, thank you.
There's no lack for style. What did you learn that wheelchair users and family and professional caregivers need to know about designing for someone in a wheelchair?
Well, I think at first it was extremely confusing and overwhelming to understand how to achieve a uniformity in this collection that was going to work for people with all different kinds of conditions or disabilities or spinal cord injury. It just seemed very overwhelming at first, and for several years, as I was working with my first two clients, I still didn't understand how I could really make this work for the bigger part of the population. Because there are people that are born with their disabilities, and they're born with different proportions than the average person. But when I kind of was able to really kind of break it all down and kind of tear away the layers of confusion, I was able to just understand that the only difference, the only main difference, is the difference between a standing frame and a seated frame. That was the one kind of big thing that came to me. And then I divide that into two kind of clients. And there's the manual chair user and there's the power chair user. And the manual chair user is, you know, on the most part able to dress themselves. They've got a lot of upper body strength. They're fairly independent. And then power chair users, on the other hand, are usually dependent on other people to help them and help them get dressed. So that's how I was able to simplify, and that epiphany kind of enabled me to move forward and start creating a line for this population. But at the same time, all the learning I did with Barb and understanding about pressure sores and things that also limit people when they're purchasing or when they're making decisions about the clothing that they need to wear. Until it affects you or someone you know very close to you, you really have no idea the challenges that people have when they're in a chair, especially with regard to clothing, let alone everything else.
What did you learn that helps a caregiver as they help dress their loved one?
The way that conventional clothes are cut, they're cut for standing. So when we sit down, our clothes kind of react in a funny way that we don't really even think about, because we're going to be standing up again and there's no pressure like on our stomachs that happens, but we don't really think about it. And so with someone who's dressing somebody else, understanding that conventional pants, for example, will ride down at the back when you sit down, and caregivers, for example, are constantly kind of yanking at the back, pulling the waistband up, because they're always wanting to ride down. And it really doesn't matter how much yanking you do at the back to raise up those pants, they're just going to find their way back down. So with our pants, we allow for the length that you need at the back so that they stay in place. And that's the what Luke was talking about in that interview, is that they won't ride down at the back because we've given you the length that you need. And our pants are always are also drafted, like the pattern is drafted with a completely different pitch, so that the pitch is for when you're sitting and it's not fighting with you to it's not working against you because it's made for a seated frame. And then the other thing is just, you know, ease of dressing and for caregivers and like the pieces that we have that separate into two halves, so you can dress someone from right to left, one side at a time, makes dressing very easy. And not only just for the caregiver, it's also easy. Like it's good for both, like the wheelchair user plus the attendant, because often there's a lot of yanking that goes on, and you know, trying to get an arm through an armhole that's very high and tight. And so for a caregiver, yeah, grabbing something that's loose and easy is easier, like a pair of track pants or even like, you know, a bigger. Often people tend to buy sizes that are bigger so that because they're easier to get on. But then that just leaves the person looking sloppy and not very, you know, I don't know if tidy is the right word, but again, like you're just not as polished as everybody else out there. And that affects you mentally as well.
And in so many times, you know, you have a situation with the family caregiver where they literally have to lift somebody two or three times their weight and adjust and move. They get hurt trying to dress your loved one. So
I was
very impressed with the fact that you addressed that, but you didn't lose the fashion sense, because I imagine that's
right.
The toughest part.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you know you just need to take into consideration. And I think just knowing what I know about design, I was just able to take what I've learned and for my clients, and take what I've learned in the past, just with, you know, my career being in fashion, and just being able to marry the two and offer something that really doesn't exist out there.
Well, I like the concept of arm socks. Boy, does that make sense. You know, could you explain that?
Well, they're actually the same as leg warmers. They're the same product that you can wear on your legs or you can wear them on your arms. And I think, like with my first client, Barbara Turnbull, she gets very cold. And many people that are quadriplegic are just cold all the time. It doesn't matter how hot it is outside. Staying warm and keeping warm is a problem. So, you know, having like little accessories like that really help with keeping warm.
I think one of the greatest aspects of what you do is the maintaining dignity. Do you hear that from the people who buy your clothes?
I totally agree with you, and I know what you're saying, but I think from my customer's perspective, I get a lot of gratitude and a lot of appreciation, and because I think it does give them that. And I think that they're just happy and relieved that someone is even thinking about them and thinking about their needs as a human being, and just being able to offer them what everybody else out there has, instead of having to settle for, you know, what's going to work with them from a functionality perspective. Because I think a lot of times too, with the other clothing lines that are out there, the function is what comes first, and fashion is either second or non-existent.
What's the most popular clothes in your line?
So for men, probably our chinos, our kind of casual kind of cotton pants is our number one seller. Jeans would be next. For women, there's a lot more variety there in terms of what's popular, but our jeans, you know, we have a lot of different pants, so different pants are popular. The tops that we have are coating. And, like, I think, like, for people also in a wheelchair, getting the right coat is important. We cut our coats to accommodate a seated frame. So, you know, someone in a wheelchair can't wear a long coat because, obviously, if you can't stand up to tuck the coat behind you when you sit down, you just end up with this big puddle of fabric around your waist. So the coats are an important item that is really impossible to find. I've seen other companies that offer jackets and coating, but they literally just chop it off at the waist and not deal with the lap. And the problem is that when you're stuck outside and it's raining or snowing, your lap just gets soaking wet. And, you know, again, until you really, you know, until you're aware of things like that, you just don't think about it. And then someone who's quadriplegic also, if their lap gets really cold, I've been told it takes hours to warm up again after, you know, being outside in the cold or wet, because, you know, they can only just wait until their body temperature rises. There's nothing they can do to warm themselves up.
See, and these are things that I don't think anybody's really been paying attention to.
No.
Also with a focus on design, so... I think you're helping a lot of people.
Well, that's really great. And I honestly feel very honored that I can put my talents to some really important work. I feel like my clients are VIPs, and what they just deal with on a daily basis just to get through their day is humbling. And, you know, Meryl Streep is going to be fine without me dressing her, and all those other people are going to be just fine. You know, so to be able to put my energy where it is now is, you know, I can't, there's no words.